Fairfield County, Connecticut, May 6, 2010, 4:55 a.m. The Connecticut air is cold and damp. The trader moves in silence. He steps quietly through the pitch-black darkness of his colonial McMansion and toward the door. As he disarms the home security system, the beep, beep, beep of the keypad code he enters is impossibly loud in the quiet of the pre-dawn morning. He steps out of the house, closes and locks the door, and hops into his car. As he rolls down the driveway and into the foggy morning, he inserts a Deadmau5 CD and blasts it at high volume in an effort to wake up and get pumped for another day of trading. But this will not just be another day of trading. This will be one of the most insane trading days of his career. It's been a frustrating year so far. The Eurozone crisis has been smoldering for months, but the traders' attempts to sell the euro have been met with massive counter-trend rallies as the Fed embarks on another round of dollar-negative quantitative easing, or QE. They call euro-dollar a collision of two garbage trucks. The trader struggles to steer clear of the wreckage. His strongest view recently has been lower dollar-yen. There's risk aversion popping up all over the place as markets worry about a domino effect where Greece crashes out of the Eurozone, followed by Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and then finally Italy. Everyone is bearish stocks as the S&P 500 rally from 666 in March 2009 to 1050 now is seen as a mirage, the side effect of a money-printing magic trick performed by central bankers, totally unsustainable. Eurodollar opened the year at 145 and now trades sub 125, so the short trade is hard to stomach. Even when you know it's the right thing to do, it takes a lot of courage to sell something down more than 15%. So the trader has shifted his attention to dollar yen, and he expects it to go substantially lower as global risk aversion remains elevated and safe haven currencies like the yen should find demand. Dollar yen has been inexplicably well bid given recent risk aversion and the Fed money printing. Just rallied from 90 to 94 on air over the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the best leading indicator for dollar yen is always US bond yields, and they've been plummeting for a month. Dollar yen looks completely wrong. The trader stares at a chart which shows US 10-year bond yields and dollar yen. Usually they follow in lockstep, but now there's a massive divergence with yields crapping out and dollar yen at the highs. The divergence is a strong signal to the trader that he should be short dollar yen. 2 days in a row, the high has been 94.99, and dollar yen is now bouncing aimlessly around 93.8 as he rolls into the hedge fund parking lot. It's still early, so there are only three Porsche 911s in the lot right now. More will arrive later. This dollar yen trade has been tiring and painful as the trader got short at 94.00 with a stop loss at 95.05, and those two daily highs at 94.99 mean he's come within a hair, 6 pips, or 0.064%, of getting stopped out 2 days in a row. Holding onto a trade like this is exhausting as his fight or flight stress system remains activated for long stretches, cortisol overload. Now he can relax a bit and let things play out. His target's 91.00. The average daily range has been about 1 yen or 100 pips lately, so he figures we might get there in the next week or so. 10:45 a.m. It's been a boring morning with dollar yen in a tight range. The sun comes out and it's almost shorts weather outside, so the trader decides to go for a run before lunch. Less than a mile into his run, he gets his first indication that this is not a random, ordinary day. His BlackBerry rings. Bank sales on the line to tell him dollar yen has just dumped 100 points in 15 minutes. Trading 92.80 now. Odd. He turns around and sprints back to the office, spidey sense tingling. By the time he grabs a quick shower and returns to the desk, dollar yen is 91.50. He's short $100 million yen, so that puts his profit, aka P&L, or profit and loss, around plus $2.8 million on the day. That's more P&L than this trader typically makes in an excellent month, a huge haul. He scans the headlines and Bloomberg chats, and finds no good explanation for what's going on. The stock market's down, but not enough to explain the move in dollar yen. This makes no sense. When a trade shows a big profit that makes no sense, he likes to cover it and move on. Trader buys $100 million yen at 91.50. He's back to flat with no position and nearly $3 of P&L in the bank. He sits there calmly and processes what has happened. He allows himself to feel happy just for a second. He stuck to his plan and had the patience to sit with a decent-sized position for 3 days. He relaxes and basks in the satisfaction of a job well done. Then some dumb voice in his brain says, $2.8 million is an amazing day, but maybe I can make $5 million today? And his hands, as if possessed by some mischievous or evil force, moves slowly toward the buy and sell buttons. For no reason, and like a moron, he goes long dollar yen. First, he buys 50 million at 91.50, then another 50 million at 91.25. These are impulsive trades with no rationale. His planned stop loss is 90.85, but before he has time to input a stop loss order, he notices S&P's lurch lower on a huge volume surge. He puts on his headset and fires up the S&P squawk to see what's going on. The announcer's voice is strained as he narrates an unexplained fall in stocks from 11.50 to 11.20. Dollar yen skips through 91 and the trader's P&L shrinks to 2 million. He tries to sell at 90.80 and whiffs. Dollar yen is suddenly in free fall. 90.10 trades, 90.00 breaks. Dollar yen has just dropped more than 4% in a few hours, a monster move. The trader's eyes flick over to his P&L, which has now shrunk back to six digits. Two-thirds of 3 days' work gone in 60 seconds. And then stocks sell off hard out of nowhere, like really hard. The S&P squawk guy is losing it, screaming. 1,100 breaks in the S&P, 1080, 1070, 1060. Dollar yen is a waterfall. The S&P squawk guy is losing his mind. Here's a little example of the S&P squawk on that day.
93 evens are trading, 92 evens are trading here now, guys. 91 evens are trading, 89s are trading, 88 halves are trading, 87 evens are trading, 86 evens are trading, 85 evens are trading here now, guys, all the way down. 84 evens are trading here now, guys. 82 evens are trading. Paper comes in a big seller. 81 evens are trading here now, guys. 79s are trading. You got 79s trading here now once again. 78s are trading. 6s are trading. 76 evens are trading here now, guys. 75 evens are trading. 4 evens. 3 evens are trading here. 2 evens are trading. 72 evens just traded. Once again, guys, we are big time even bid here now, guys. 72 even offer. 68 evens are trading.
Dollar yen breaks 89.00. The trader still has sold only $23 million, leaving him stuck with a position of 77 million US. It's a fast market, nearly impossible to transact. He picks up a phone to two different banks and no one answers. He tries to hit the 88.60 bid and gets a reject notice from the aggregator. The price feed is stale and crossed now. It shows 89 figure bid, 88.10 offered, which is not possible. The trader is now down on the day, in the red. His face is hot and feels red like his P&L. Urge to slam fist on desk is rising. The trader feels like he's falling, falling in cinematic slow-mo. At this point, stocks are down almost 10% in one day on no news. Nobody knows what the hell is going on, and there's panic in the air. The squawk dude continues to scream. He's pouring gasoline on the trader's agitation. The trader's P&L is now six figures in the red. Sadness, anger. He's furious with himself. He had the right trade, waited patiently for almost 3 days for it to work, caught the move perfectly, according to plan, and then flipped the other way on a whim for no reason and gave everything and more back in half an hour. 2.8 million is a good month for this trader. He just made and lost that much in less than 2 hours. I am an idiot. How did I get into this mess? He needs to make a decision here and quick, but he realizes he's flooded. It's impossible to make a good trading decision when you're flooded. He needs a second to clear his mind. He tears off the headphones, drops them on his desk, and stands up. He walks over to the window and tries to find a moment of lucid calm. He's been through these emotional storms before and knows how to get back to shore. He stares over the waters of the Long Island Sound. Gradually, his heart rate lowers. Clarity slowly, slowly returns. His lizard brain retreats and his rational mind takes over. He talks to himself. Doesn't matter how you got here, what are you going to do about it? 88 figure was the low in March. It's a massive level. The panic's fading. Dollar yen's down 700 points in 2 days. Now bonds are reversing lower. This is a place to buy dollar yen, not sell. He returns to his keyboard, puts his headphones back on. The squawk guy stops screaming. He's noticeably more composed. S&P futures have bottomed within a whisker of limit down. They're stable but have not rebounded significantly. The bid offer's super wide, so it's hard to tell whether they're moving higher or just bouncing along the bottom. The trader looks around the room and sees the panic and electricity levels have dropped. Not as many phones are ringing. Voices in the room are no longer frantic. He buys $50 million yen at 88.85. Another $73 million at 88.95. Max long now, long $200 million yen. But this time it's thought out, not random, and he feels good about what he's doing. He feels confident but fully in control. He calmly thinks forward. Dollar yen could easily rally to 92.50 from here. When you catch a turn like this, you gotta be greedy. He leaves a stop loss for half his position, sell $100 million yen at 87.94, then sits back to let things play out. He has his plan and now he knows all he can do is watch and see if it works. There's one more frenetic whipsaw. Dollar yen briefly prints to a low of 87.95, one pip from his $100 million stop loss. Amazing luck. Seconds later, stocks stabilize and then it's like everyone realizes all at once, whatever the heck just happened, it's over. Dollar yen paid at 88.70, up through 89.50. It breaks 90.00. And as it hits 90.40, the trader flicks his eyes to the P&L. It's almost exactly back to the level where it peaked earlier, $2.8 million. He praises the trading gods and squares up. Nice. Too bad he didn't stick with his plan on the way back up either. A few hours later, Dollar yen hit the trader's original target of 92.50. The trader made a multitude of both good and bad decisions in the 3 hours around the 2010 flash crash. The trading described in this story is a microcosm of everything that can go right and wrong in trading. Traders make good, careful decisions and get rewarded. They make bad decisions and get punished. But then sometimes a good decision leads to a bad outcome, or a bad decision is rescued by good luck. Every trader is a steaming hot bowl of biased stew and must maintain self-awareness and lucidity behind the screens as the trading day oscillates between boredom and terror. That story of the 2010 flash crash, just like this book, is all about the razor-thin line that separates success and failure in trading. Alpha Trader is written to help you understand markets, but also, more importantly, to help you better understand yourself as a trader. It's about great decisions and dumb mistakes. It's about how to be rational and why smart people do stupid things all the time. The book is written for traders at every skill level. I wrote it to be understood by noobs, but I also aim to write something that will resonate with experienced trading professionals. Alpha traders are smart, rational, disciplined, flexible, patient, and aggressive. They have the endurance to handle unending dips, ups, downs, hills, and valleys. They come in fired up each day to solve the ultimate puzzle, and they get paid incredibly well if they succeed. Alpha traders work hard even when they don't feel like it, seek to continuously improve, and love markets more than they love money. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this book. I hope you find it entertaining and useful. I hope it helps you unlock your maximum trading potential. Without further ado, let's go.